Jay, 7-9, obviously not the way you wanted things to go. How would you sum up this season?
Well, I think disappointing, without a doubt. Anytime you're standing up here and the playoffs are going on and you're not a part of it, you're disappointed. You know, we had high hopes going into the season and didn't produce the way you have to produce in the National Football League on a consistent basis to advance to the playoffs. We didn't do a good enough job in our division. 1-5 in our division is obviously not going to get it done, and we have to figure out ways to do better in our division. So a lot of things we have to correct. Overcame some adversity, some injuries. We all know it's well documented. I like the way our guys fought. I'm proud of the core of group of guys that we have in here moving forward. And it's going to be important for us to target the guys we want to have back for sure and go from there.
Any changes to the staff yet or any expected?
No, right now we're in evaluation mode. The staff's all here. We're going to evaluate our players first. You know, make sure we have a clear understanding of where we need to improve, how we need to improve, and then we'll evaluate the staff also.
When you look at the season, you talk about the injuries. How do you separate, you know, some of the lack of success to the injuries versus just the areas where you have to get better regardless?
That's hard. It's hard because, you know, there's so many of the injuries that took place. But the positive note is we got to look at a lot of other players. So to evaluate. So we have a lot of guys to evaluate that got some opportunities to play, which is a good thing. The bad thing is it's going to be hard to project the guys that got injured, when they're going to be healthy, how they're going to impact our team moving forward, and that's something that the scouts, Doug, the staff will have to do and have to do a good job of.
Injuries are they're bad luck, but maybe some of them are preventable. Are you guys doing, given the number of injuries, anything like systemic to see, hey, could we have done this better or that better to prevent this rash of injuries?
I don't think there's any doubt that's something we have to take a close look at, whether it's recovery after games, whether it's how to prevent injuries, how we practice, what have you. The problem is there's so many different types of injuries. It's not like they're all soft tissue. They're all knees. They're all shoulders. We have such a wide variety of injuries. How many of them are actually preventable? That's what we have to take a look at. The big thing is how we help our players recover after games, before games. All that stuff is going to have to be taken a closer look at. We'll do a lot of study in that regard, and I look forward to seeing what we can do to help prevent the injuries in the future.
On that note, DJ had said yesterday that he didn't see players taking the initiative that he's seen on other teams in terms of their own personal care. How much of that can you guys make mandatory versus how much of that is on the players themselves?
The majority of that's on the players themselves, without a doubt. And I don't know if he knows what every player does at home with their free time as far as taking care of their bodies. But there's some things that we might be able to add in the training room for the players for recovery's sake, preventative sake, whatever. That we'll have to look at. But I think for the majority of our guys do take good care of their bodies. There might be an instance here or there where somebody may not or could do a better job, and that's something we have to help the guys out with knowledge and give them materials to study and the stuff in the training room to better prepare themselves and get better.
Do you anticipate any, whether training or medical staff changes?
No, I don't anticipate that. I think what I anticipate is hopefully changes to how we maybe help the players recover with better information and providing them with that information. Hopefully the players buy into it and take better care of themselves. Some of these injuries are just fluke injuries. They're football injuries. You know, there's nothing you can do. You know, Trent Murphy, I mean, he's nothing he can do. He's standing by a pile, a guy rolled up on his knee. Jonathan Allen's Liz Frank injury, you know, Trent Williams getting his kneecap realigned. I mean, that's, you can sit as many hot tubs and cold tubs as you want to. Some of these injuries are going to happen. So we're not blaming the medical staff, the training staff, coaching staff, the players, is just some of them are freak injuries. What we can do, though, is do a better job maybe of the post-game recovery or give them some more options as far as maybe, I don't know, yoga, Pilates. I don't know what it is. Could be something. We'll look into everything we can.
Jay, I think as you've said, the silver lining of all these injuries was you, some younger backups or guys off the street got a chance to show what they could do. I'm wondering, A, what you made of Capri Bibbs' effort down the stretch, and if there's any other person that you know might have shown enough to become a priority as you evaluate going forward.
I think Capri did a good job, you know, really coming in here as late as he did to pick up the protections and the routes and the tracks and all that stuff for running backs. Not easy, and I was impressed with Capri, what he did. You know, I think we had high hopes for getting Byron Marshall, and then unfortunately he pulls his hamstring on a kickoff return, for goodness sake. So we have a lot of backs we got a chance to look at, you know, so we have to make some decisions moving forward. You know, Rob Kelly coming back from his injury, and obviously Samaje had a decent rookie year, and, you know, Chris Thompson will be coming back with Byron and Capri, and Keith Marshall still in the building. So we have a lot of guys that we have to look at and critique.
How much of the offensive struggles down the stretch were related to Chris's injury, just trying to replace him?
Well, Chris is an impact player. You know, he had almost 600 yards receiving in 10 games. You know, that's hard to replace, not to mention his rushing yards and his ability to pick up blitzes. So he's a matchup nightmare. Jordan Reed was another issue with third down. You know, our issues were on third down a lot, and those were our two best third down options usually. So it had an impact, but gave Flight Capri and Byron Marshall a chance to do what they can do, and Vernon Davis more ops and Niles Paul, and gave the young receivers opportunities. We weren't good enough down the stretch on third down, obviously, and it's something we have to look at moving forward, but we definitely did miss those two guys.
Last 3 years, you've gone from 9 wins to 8 to 7. Obviously not a trend you want to be on, but you know, every year is important, but do you look at this year being particularly important for this organization and perhaps for your job security going forward?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Every year is its own entity, and every year is important, and we have to be competitive. We have to do better in our division. We have to do better against the Cowboys, the Eagles, without a doubt, the Giants, moving forward. And the nature of this business is you got to perform, you got to have success, or you're going to have short-lived tenure. So it's very important for us to get off on the right foot, get a fast start, really, really be good and diligent in who we're bringing in here, bringing back here from a personnel standpoint, free agent standpoint, and making sure we get the right pieces in here to compete.
How do you mentioned that you're still evaluating the staff. How do you go about your own self-evaluation, and has that changed at all in your time here?
A little bit. You know, I'm very critical of myself, as, you know, most head coaches are, so definitely have to evaluate everything from schedules to off season to, you know, how we're doing practice, how I manage the team and staff and meetings and all that good stuff. That's something I have to do, and I have help from the coordinators also in that regard. So I'll do my own evaluation. I have to evaluate the staff and players, and it's ongoing. You know, we're in the building right now evaluating the players and scheme and moving forward and trying to make this thing better.
But how do you evaluate yourself? Because I think, you know, special teams, you can look at how the team, how that unit has played, you know, DB coaches. Like, you can look at specific groups and judge a guy. But how do you judge yourself? Is it, do you just look, like, how does that process? What do you do?
Well, you judge the record, and 7-9 is not good enough. That's number one. And then how can we improve on our wins and losses? And then you break down each area, you know, offense, defense, special teams, and then you break down situational work. 2-minute, we weren't very good in 2-minute third down. Why weren't we good in 2-minute third down? Short yardage, we're awful. Why? You know, is it we're not practicing enough? We're not getting put enough time into it? You know, more padded work in training camp, more live work in training camp. So I have to break down every situational aspect of the game and go from there and then figure out ways that I can correct it and make it better. Injuries, you know, workouts in the offseason, all that stuff.
You talked about getting the right players here in 2018, and obviously the Kirk Cousins saga is going to be such a huge part of that. How can you plan for 2018 with that much uncertainty at the most important position on the field?
I think we have to. There's ways to plan for it. We just have to make sure we have all our ducks in a row, whether he's here or not. We have to figure out ways that we're going to make this team better. And then in order to make the team better, obviously we have to look at each individual position and target the guys we want and do the best we can to get the guys here. And there's no guarantee that they're going to sign here anyway. So we still have to have plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. And that's something that we have to do as an organization and be diligent and study it and make sure we're ready to go no matter what happens.
So for 2018, how comfortable are you with Colt McCoy, QB1?
How comfortable? Colt McCoy has done an excellent job here. I've always been comfortable with Colt.
How helpful is the fifth year, just, I mean, going into your fifth season, just how does that continuity help going forward? I mean, given the...
They always want continuity, you know, but I think change is also necessary in a National Football League, with players, staff, all that stuff. You know, there's going to be change in the National Football League on every team, every organization. And we have to embrace it, and we have to make sure we make the necessary changes to make us better and not worse. So all that has to go into consideration, every player, every staff member, and we have to be ready for it and adjust to it.
There was a report a couple of weeks ago that Kevin O'Connell might be headed to UCLA as the offensive coordinator. Have you talked to him about that opportunity, and do you have any resolution on that?
Yes, he's staying here. Very excited. He's going to be our passing game coordinator moving forward.
Unrelated to that, but in the passing game, it seems like moving forward, Josh is going to be one of your wide receivers starting. Jameson's obviously got his role. Ryan, if he comes back, would have his role. But if you look at that other side on opposite of Josh as a wide receiver, what are the characteristics of a player you would want opposite of Doxson?
Well, I think Ryan Grant's a free agent. We're going to try to do everything we can to get him back, in my opinion. I think he, given the opportunities he got, he took advantage of them, played extremely well. He's tough, physical, and very durable and dependable for a quarterback. So that's what you want. You know, you want a guy that knows the system, can line up multiple spots. Obviously, he's physical enough in the running game that can block a safety every now and then. And that's something that is very important around here. If we want to be able to run the ball, we got to have physical receivers that can block safeties every now and then because they're going to line up in eight-man boxes. But, you know, the same skill set you're looking for at receiver. You got to have some speed. You got to have great hands. You got to have great toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness. And not easy to find, easier said than done. A lot of receivers have either the speed but not the toughness or maybe the toughness but not the speed. But we have to find that rare combination that fits in this offense, both personality-wise and competitive-wise.
How would you sum up Kirk's season?
You know, I'm still in that evaluation process. We're going to break down every play, every game from a quarterback standpoint, from an offensive tackle standpoint, linebackers, safety, everybody. And, you know, when you're 7-9, you know, it's hard to say, wow, this guy really was outstanding. You know, there's a few guys, obviously, a jump out. You know, Pro Bowlers like Ryan Kerrigan had a solid year. And obviously Trent, when he played, was Pro Bowl type. And Brandon, when he was healthy, was a Pro Bowl type guy. Kirk had his flashes where he's really good from a consistent standpoint over the course of 16 games. You know, we're 7-9. He did some great things, threw for over 4,000 yards and 29 touchdowns, I believe. So, you know, I think he's very, very good quarterback without a doubt. But as far as getting us over the hump from 7-9 to winning division with all the injuries we had, I think he competed, did some good things.
And with Cole, you know, he hasn't played in a regular season game the last, well, I guess the mop-up against Dallas a couple years ago, but we haven't really seen him in some time. Why do you remain confident? Have you seen things that where he's actually, where you feel he's gotten better in that time, even though
he's just been in a system now for a while, and you can just see him do some things. We're not appointing anybody a starting quarterback right now. I mean, I'm not saying Colt's the heir apparent and he's going to start tomorrow. You know, I just know that Colt's been in the building, and I have total faith that if he was given an opportunity, he'd be ready to produce. That's just how I feel about Colt. You know, we're not going to give the keys to him right now. We're still trying to work things out with the other quarterback and Kirk, and hopefully things will work out. But I know Kirk Colt is ready to play.
When you look at the running game this year, how much of it, a lot of the struggles seem to be wide receivers and tight ends blocking. Is there a way you guys can reevaluate and look at the scheme to try to make it less important for those guys to be blockers, or is that just how your running game is and it's always going to rely on those players in that way?
I think if you look at the majority of good running teams, they have tight ends and receivers. They have to block eventually. I mean, you have to. I mean, there's going to be loaded up boxes. You're going to have to dig out a safety as a receiver. You got to block a six technique as a tight end. You're going to have to pin them. You're going to have to block them. You're going to have to get some movement, and we have to do a better job of that. Everybody in unison in the running game, we have to be better. Tight ends, receivers, backs in their tracks. We have to have the ability to make some people miss every now and then because we can't block them all. So there's a lot of things that we could do to improve our running game. It would be nice to have a stable group of guys. We had so many different running backs touch the ball there that makes it a little bit harder to get any kind of rhythm, so to speak. But hopefully we'll get that fixed going into next year.
Do you think your starting running back is on the roster right now?
Well, we have about 30 of them, so I hope so. But, you know, I think that's something we'll have to look at. You know, I think there's a skill set that each one of these guys bring to the table that are exciting. But, you know, my dad, who's a running back coach his whole life, he always said that durability is the most important trait, and we got to have somebody that can play and be available. And easier said than done this day and age, as physical as the game is, and injuries happen. But It'd be nice to have a guy 16 weeks pounding it. I hope he's on the roster. We'll see.
Jay, when you do consider all of the injuries, is it almost easier, I guess, in a way to evaluate your position coaches in some ways because you've seen what they've had to do with guys who are just coming off the street?
Yeah. I've been really impressed with our coaches, man. They've been through a lot as far as having to get guys ready, different guys ready on a day's notice, week's notice. Getting ready to play an NFL game is not easy. People just stand up here, oh, go, just go play middle linebacker. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of calls you have to make. There's a lot of decisions you have to make like that. Run fits, coverage checks, all that stuff you have to get guys ready for. And I think our staff did an excellent job. Coach Callahan with all the different line combinations he had. KO with all the linebackers he had. You know, just the list goes on and on. Randy Jordan with the running backs. I think our staff did an excellent job of getting guys ready to play on short notice and getting them to play effectively and competitively.
You guys signed Quentin Dunbar yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate him being a starter next year, and what would that mean for your guys' attempts at re-signing Breeland as he's a free agent?
Yeah, it has no effect on Bree whatsoever. I think Quentin Dunbar is an exciting young prospect to only be playing cornerback for a couple of years in his life. You see the progression he's made at such a rapid rate that I think to let him walk in free agency would be a mistake. I think that skill set that he has with his length and his speed is a rare combination, and he's only going to get better. So you can never have too many corners in your building. So whatever happens with Breeland happens, but I know that having another quality corner that can run and cover is a value.
Jay, realistically, how much did not having Jordan change some of the things that you had planned for this offense this year? And then moving forward, you know, with his injury history, you know, how do you sort of carve out what you expect his role to be?
Yeah, it's hard, and it's unfortunate for him because he does have that history of not being able to finish a year, you know. So he is such a special, gifted athlete. When he is available, he's a difference maker. I mean, it's just a fact. He's just the third down, the first down, second down, the play actions, all that stuff, and he's getting better in the running game because he's stronger. So it's to have a tight end that can do that in the running game, a little bit in the running game, but have such an impact in the passing game where you can move them in the slot outside, line them up in the core against linebackers and safeties, and win those matchups is tough to replace because there's not many guys that can do what he can do. But as far as counting on him next year, we have to assume that he's going to be ready and he's going to get himself ready to play, and he's going to play 16 games. That's the only way to go about it. And hopefully the injuries are in a pass. He's going to rehab and get his body in great shape again, be ready for OTAs and training camp and have a 16-game season where he can dominate and get back to the Pro Bowl.
Jay, clearly the front office has started working. You got a deal done with Dunbar already. Have there been any conversations with Kirk? Any idea what that schedule will look like now that you can start?
I don't know what the exact schedule is, and I don't know if they've had any contact yet with them. You know, we're just going to play it by ear, see what happens, and I think Eric Schaefer and Bruce, and they'll handle that. We'll have discussions over each individual player the rest of this week. We're going to go over special teams tomorrow, offense and defense on Thursday, and then get with our scouts and staff and try to get everybody on the same page and then target the guys we want to target and go from there.
And would Zach Brown be the same? We got to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody is. You know, we have so many guys, some guys on our roster still we have to talk about. So, you know, I've been impressed with all that. The good thing is we got a good core group of guys here that I think we can win with, and then we just have to add a few pieces here and make sure we target the right guys, not only that physically can help this team win, but also are good people and great competitive players that can handle some adversity and play like Washington Redskins are supposed to play.
Question on Jamison Crowder, who wasn't able to really build on his previous season as much as a receiver and on teams. Was he dealing with any sort of nagging injury that maybe we didn't fully appreciate or understand? Is there any concern you have about his upcoming year and ability?
No, I don't have any concern. I think he was dealing with something early in the season. You know, I think he had some soft tissue injuries here and there that maybe slowed him down a little bit, but I think towards the end of the year he started feeling a lot better and probably didn't get the production that we all anticipated we would get, and I think a lot of that has a trickle-down effect with some of the players that we lost, not only at receiver, tight end, running back, but also at offensive line from time to time. So hopefully when we get the whole gang of guys back that he'll have a bigger impact, but I have total faith of him as a player that he'll come back and have a big year.
And somewhat related, do you picture relying on him going forward in the return game, or are you possibly rethinking, do you need to bring in some
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think that's something, again, with every player we'll have to evaluate and check out, you know, the few plays. He had a couple drop muff punts and he had a couple fumbles, you know, and that's something that we cannot have. You know, I think we had too many negative impactful plays in the return game or in special team game that hurt us, whether it's block kick or a fumble punt or what have you. We did some great things also, but we have to eliminate those from our game for us to take the next step. You know, all these close games that we have, with the exception of the Charger game, really, maybe the second half of the Cowboy game, you know, special teams plays a major role, and we need to flip the field. We need to create big plays, and we didn't get it done this year. Not blaming Jameson. Maybe we got to block better for him, give him better looks, but something we have to address, the return game.
Are there any surgeries that you know of, with just in terms of cleaning up stuff after?
Trent got his kneecap realigned. You know, it'll be a little while before he's up and rolling, but hopefully we'll get him back for training camp.
So does Morgan Moses need anything to?
Morgan Moses is going to see the doctor and see if he needs to have some kind of surgery for his ankle.
What did you make of Josh Norman's year? He had no interceptions. He said yesterday when he looked back at the tape, he felt like it was solid overall. But obviously you guys, he's a very well-compensated corner that you guys are counting on him to be a playmaker. So what do you make of his season?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I think when you don't have any interceptions and statistically speaking, you're probably like, wow, he didn't do that good. But if you look at just say the last three games, how many balls are actually thrown his way? He didn't really get a lot of opportunities. You know, I think he's a solid tackler and did some good things, but the opportunities just didn't come his way that often. You know, they're throwing the other way or throwing in the middle of the field or what have you. So he did have a solid year, but we're looking for more than solid. We're looking for impactful. And I think he's going to do everything he can next year to be that impactful type guy. And we have to put him in better situations possibly to make some more impactful type plays. So that's something we have to look at as a staff also.
Just to follow up on Kevin O'Connell, will he still be the QB coach too with the passing game quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
With Josh, one of the things that he had talked and you guys talked about before the season was that you felt that you were putting him in those positions to make those plays as far as like the way he was playing a little bit more off or maybe more of a chance to be the quarterback. Are you surprised that even though they weren't testing him maybe quite as often that still didn't result in more, or are there just different ways that maybe you think would be better to use him?
I think both. I think there's different ways we can maybe use them. But at the end of the day, whether you're playing left corner or right corner, if they don't throw your way, you're not going to make any plays. And then you may have to make them in the running game and force some fumbles, which he's done a pretty good job of. So whether it's traveling with the best receiver, but that's easier said than done. You know, like I said, sometimes putting him in a slot and flipping sides and he's in the backfield and everybody else has to play off of it. It's not that easy to do. But maybe we can put him in different ways, different coverages or what have you. But for the most part, he just got to continue to do his job, and when the balls come, he's got to figure out ways to make impactful plays. But he had a solid year. I'm not complaining over Josh's performance at all. You know, just no interceptions is kind of weird. But like I said, he didn't have many opportunities to get them.
Make him one last. I feel remiss if I didn't ask you about your brother. There's you know been some reports that he's okay. Tony's irked. It's got to be asked. I guess in any feeling about how he might fare, should he return to coaching and how wow. You might feel if you're coaching against him at some point.
Well, I think he would fare quite well, whatever he decides to do. He's already a very good broadcaster, but I think he'd be an excellent coach. It's in his blood. And if he chooses to go that route, I wish him all the best. Welcome back if he does. If not, he's a great commentator. So we'll see.
And then with Bill Callahan, I mean, there's a familiarity there with him too. Is there any worry that if he joins the Raiders staff that they'd reach out? Or
I believe Bill's under contract here, so we can't go.
Good. Anyone else? Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good off season.